Period poverty is a global issue affecting women who don't have access to safe and hygienic sanitary products or unable to manage their periods with dignity due to community stigmas. End period poverty in South Australia says students should have access to free sanitary items in schools, arguing period poverty should not serve as a barrier to students accessing education. Founder of the organisation, Hannah Soothcombe, spoke to The Wire's Soph Landau about how it affects students in Australia.
On the front lines of it, the definition is for economic reasons and for social reasons associated with stigma around periods. Girls, young women and women are just not able to access the essential items that they need.
What impact does period poverty have on Australians?
There's a lot, really. Can sometimes impact being excluded from social occasions. In our particular role, we're looking at students' access to education. So we know that girls are not attending school or not fully participating in school because they don't have the adequate sanitary items that they need. In a report done by the Commissioner of Children and Young People recently, 26% of respondents reported that they've had to miss out on attending school due to not having period products. So it's a really huge issue, and 26% is a massive number of girls and young women who are not attending school because they can't afford or they can't access these essential items.
Have there been any insights into how period poverty affects Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities?
There has a bit. So there was a report done in 2017 by the University of Queensland into water sanitation and hygiene in remote Indigenous communities. And the research report was actually not focused on menstrual hygiene. However, it was such an issue that the report went deeper and had to really focus on the topic. In some remote communities, it's especially an issue because of the lack of resources there in sanitary altogether. You know, there was reports of girls not even having bins or adequate toilet paper in the toilet blocks. They were having to go outside of the toilet blocks to dispose of their sanitary items. That's just ridiculous. It's unacceptable. And their report highlights how much of a low priority this area of health is in education and in these rural communities.
Looking at the short and long-term future, what are the changes that End Period Poverty in SA would like to see in schools?
We've started a petition to call on the state government to fund period products to schools, to state high schools. It really shouldn't be up to NGOs, teachers or other school staff to provide these items. It should be full-on government responsibility. We're really encouraged by the Honourable Connie Benaris and Honourable Irene Navmatakos, who have co-sponsored a bill to implement a pilot program to give girls in high schools access to period products. That's a really great first step. Passed the upper house in South Australian Parliament, the Liberal government did not vote for it. So the Liberal government has opposed the bill. It's now going to the lower house, where we hope that the Liberal government will change their view and support the bill. We know the community is behind this. We know that it's an essential program that needs to be implemented, and we need to see government support this so girls can access these essential items.
We know that for a lot of communities, having access to products doesn't completely solve the problem, as stigma still gets in the way. What about for people in school right now? Is stigma still an issue?
Yes, stigma's a huge issue. We know that girls aren't comfortable to approach staff members to go and access these products. Some schools often have, spare products at the front office, but can you imagine girls having to go up to the front office and the embarrassment that comes along with that? So this pilot program is really a scheme to have the products accessible in the toilets. Connie Benaris used a really good phrase in an interview saying, can you imagine if boys had to go to the front office to access toilet paper when they needed it?
And that's Hannah Soothcombe, founder of End Period Poverty in SA, speaking with The Wire's Soph Landau.